mattress that I had since I was 7, that we have to sleep on whenever she spends the night. And if she falls off again, she'll find another guy to like, which is Romeo and Juliet. But getting drunk and eating Percocets, but just to ease the stress. But soft with light, the under window breaks. It is the east, but Juliet just puked off the balcony. How romantic. Nothing like getting drunk and getting manic on a motherfucking Monday. I brush the bangs behind her lovely little ear as she describes in detail how the end is truly near. Wow. And I'm sure that we could do this for forever, or until we drink the poison, cause she sees some cloudy weather as Rosaline lies in bed seething wide awake because a burning love for Juliet only took a day. And if Romeo and Juliet continue to be married, then there's half of a chance that their kids will get embarrassed when all the kids at school all talk about their parents. And Romeo Jr. has to say they're not together, and Jr. will dream of the day when he's a man and what he'll do to avoid that 50% chance of his kids feeling the way he feels. He'll probably just stick with the Netflix and chill. Dear Shakespeare, could you write a happy ending, please? Could you write a happy ending, please? We just deserve a happy ending, please. Please. And every sting from every teardrop, from every ring at every pawn shop, I'm not missing both my Christmases. The family would be nice. In my dreams, my kids are happy, and I know that they won't mind. One Christmas. Just one Christmas. Just one Christmas. Just one Christmas. But dear mom, conversations from a couch haven't ever felt the same.